Sir, I want to just mention some names and you tell me what you think about them and what is the major their major claim that you reject, you oppose. Okay, just tell me your opinion about these names. Right, but I'm really open. I welcome these guys. They can be on my broadcast anytime they want. So, first person on my list is Paul Saladino.
Paul, yeah, I mean, Paul, I mean, he thinks that unsaturated fats, polyunsaturated fats, fats that come from nuts and seeds, some seed oils. There's a whole discussion to be had about this, but he thinks that anything that's unsaturated fats is bad, and then he thinks saturated fats are good. There's no evidence to support that at all. If anything, nuts and seeds, especially whole nuts and seeds, I don't want to like promote eating seed oils, but whole nuts and seeds, olive oil in moderation, don't drench things in olive oil. It's good for your heart compared to eating like butter. You definitely want to replace things like butter and animal fats with more of those plant fats. I'm not saying you necessarily need an olive.
Resveratrol is bullshit. Polyphenols are bullshit.
Yeah, but polyphenols are not bullshit. We know, like, now you're going to get me upset. Like, we know for a fact from randomized controlled trials, you give people cacao polyphenols that come from chocolate. It's a high dose of these polyphenols. It's not like something you can get from eating a bar of chocolate, but a high dose of these polyphenols, it prevents heart disease. It prevents heart attacks. It prevents strokes. It prevents all sorts of things in a new randomized controlled trial called COSMOS. So we know for sure that polyphenols can actually be beneficial, and it's not bullshit. We know that from randomized controlled trials. We don't know that from like cell culture studies. You don't know that from animal studies. We know that from studies done in humans themselves. So there's some points that he has. Like, yeah, plants do have some toxicity, and so you don't want to eat like a whole bunch of kale all the time because whatever toxicity that kale has, if you eat just a lot of it all at once, you eat it consistently over a consistent period of time, yeah, then maybe you'll accumulate some toxicity. But that goes for a lot of different foods. And also, that goes for animal foods as well. For example, saturated fat and increases in LDL cholesterol. All foods are need to be dealt with by the body. All foods need to be somehow metabolized. And if you eat too much of any given certain kind of food, you overwhelm the body's ability to cope with it and deal with it, and it can become toxic. And that goes for animal and plant foods.